Praise Jesus much.
Welcome
back from all services we've
passed out.
Right in the word of wisdom.
In
the worship and the praise of God.
And we seem
to move on to get light of the word of God.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Move
on, greet your brethren.
And
give them a good thought. Which come from God the Father. And the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Tell them that thought come from him according to this and that scripture.
So gena maso mwechiroze chechironje.
Move on, give them that good thought. And they get it from the Father.
And
do it for him this life.
And
in the life coming.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
don't want to take any more time.
But
we want to use our time under the Son God has given us. As it tells us Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And the verse 1-2. That everything has its time and season. And every word. Now we want to move on. And the heavens too cannot. That indeed we've gotten light of this day, which is in the
word,
which brings us full knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even today we want to move on, and we see the way anointing of double portion. Of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
They
are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is.
And
we want to be moving on. And we see the way anointing of double portion. Of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is.
To
saying that we take up the seven seals of the seven spirits from the word of God. Because
you'll
be filled with the Holy Spirit.
They
are the seven spirits doubled. Because
you'll
be filled light of the word of God.
Together
filled the knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So now
we understood we have to see all seven spirits work in double portion as the word of God is.
But
so far we've reached unto the Spirit of the Lord. And we first saw him how he works in a single portion as the word of God is. And we moved on to see again how the Spirit of God works in double portion as the Spirit of God is. The word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now he took us above the heavens.
We have
taken long seeing many things. And we still move on in this time.
Okumanya.
To know God the Father, when He began to be called our Father. And God the Word, when He began to be called the Word and the Mother,
the
firstborn of all creation, and God the Spirit, when He began to be called the Holy Spirit and the Comforter, the leader of the children of God, right above the heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now we still move on to see that heading. God the Father, when He began to be called our Father, and God the Word, when He began to be called the Word, and the Mother and the firstborn of all creations, and God the Spirit, when He began to be called the Holy Spirit, and the leader, the Comforter and leader of the children of God, right above the heaven. Most of you have been around, understood God the Father. When He began called our Father above the heavens. And we discovered the word Father. It means the author.
It's
the beginning and the author. The end of all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
when God thousands of scriptures, on those we got the Spirit teaching us,
and
many others in the Holy Scriptures.
So
now we understood on some of the examples we had when we had the book of Genesis chapter 4, verse 20 and 21. Any person who begins, or the one who offers something, that's why he was called Father,
who
is the one who birthed it. Now, because our Father
is
beginning and the end of all things, and he passes in all, understood why always we call him our Father, right from above the heavens. Now, today, what we have to move look most of, why God the word was called the word, and why was called the mother and the firstborn of all creations, right from above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then we are to look at that. Why God the word was called the word, and mother and the firstborn of all creations from above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What's most important? The word which first came from the mouth of God, and the one who begins, and the who fulfills our faith. The first reasons why it's called the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, Katonda chigambo.
Now God the word.
Luacha itibwa chigambo.
Why is called the word?
Era luachi aitibwa nyina w'obutonde.
And why is called the mother of creation?
Era luachi aitibwa mberebere w'obutonde.
And why is called the firstborn of all creations? There are three things, but we've begun with one.
Luachi Katonda chigambo.
Why God the word?
Aitibwa chigambo cha Katonda.
It's called the word of God.
Okuva waguru
we from above the heavens.
Okugamba anti.
Who's saying that?
Che chigambo cha soko okuva mukamwa ka Katonda.
The first word from the mouth of God.
Ero mutandisi.
And the author.
Ero mutukiriza.
And the finisher.
Wokukiriza ko
faith. Our faith.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. It's going to help you understand the all the time why all along is called the word of God. God the word. Why is called the word of God? Whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The reason we are to look most because it was the first word to come from the mouth of God the Father and the author and the finisher of our faith, which come from hearing the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And then you understand what concerns him. Why wasn't called any other thing?
So,
now in those we are to see of him,
that
why called the word was called the word of God, and the mother, and the firstborn of all creations from above the heavens.
So
we began to begin with the first.
And
why God the word was called the word of God from above the heavens. The issue is to rotate here. That was the first word to come from the mouth of God the Father, and the author, and the finisher of our faith, which come from hearing the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What I try to bring you to understand, that this is the word of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, he who clothed flesh and appeared unto us. He was the first to manifest, be spoken of by the Father, that he manifests to exist.
If we are
going to see how we came in the scroll of the Bible, it
was
called the word of God.
So
get explained many issues.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God the Father, he released many words after the word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But first of all,
God,
Father, while he still held the word in himself, even the Holy Spirit is in himself, there was no speaking. For he had no one to speak with. That when he spoke that you manifest, he was speaking of the word. And he named you
are
the word, for it's your first spoken that you manifest to appear. The Father moved next to speak many words. This is one is named the name of all bosses to speak. And those to speak as him as the word, and those to speak the Holy Spirit, and those to speak by all creations, we all speak the word was the first.
Because
join home many other words to make a sentence.
And
say it even in our mouth is there. And they tell us the word is not far. It's in our mouth. As
it
was first in the mouth of the Father. When he spoke that you manifest, and he spoke of God the word from him. Now the name he was naming was of the word.
First,
that you exist.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
that's why we say like this, that all will rotate on one thing, that God the word, then we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, was called the word of God. First word to come from the mouth of the Father, and is the author and the finisher of our faith. Come from hearing the word of God.
We
have heard how God speaks.
We would have lived
him. We would have heard what?
Yes, we have
praise been. Jesus.
So,
that's why I don't know we have a way you have understood it.
We've
not yet moved on to read scriptures.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. We see the reason why God the word was called the word of God and the mother and the firstborn of all creations. Those reasons have to be three, but we first covered one. Why God the word
was
called the word of God from the beginning above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And we give you the first reason.
Kubanga,
that because God the word was the first word come from the mouth of God the Father, and the author and the finisher of our faith, which come from hearing the word of God. And we told you that God the Father, as is the beginning and the end, he began the word is in him. Even the Holy Spirit in him
have
not manifested that you too manifest.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. And he had not spoken with anything. Now
we
would have spoken what? Then now you are there alone. Now one you can speak with. You would have spoken, but you speak over what? For you to speak alone, there are things you are speaking about. He the Father began and the word is in him. Even the Holy Spirit is in him.
It's not creation,
you will speak of them that have done this to me. You have to just look.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
according to 1 John,
First
John chapter 5 and the verse 7 in the King James Version, first show us the word initially was in the Father, even the Holy Spirit, and they all agreed in one.
So first
read that scripture we see.
First
John chapter 5 verse 7.
Kubanga wali wabajuru wabasatu mugulu Chitafe Chigambo Nomo yomu tukuvu. Edanga abasa tuba nubakanya mwomu.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus much.
Abadi na Bible is a King James Version.
Those with Bibles of King James Version.
Oba abasa vuru kujiza mwuru nyo yunom Bible.
Those who can toward this verse in your Bible as if it was taken out.
Kusinambaro kani soke sura yakuta.
According to 1 John chapter 5. In the verse 7.
Bible yeraga.
Bible shows.
Kubanga aluwa wajua abasa tu mwuru.
That there are three witnesses in heaven.
Kuliko chitafi.
There is the Father.
Kuliko chigambo.
There is the word.
Chigambo kutumanyingo mwana.
The word whom we know as the Son.
Mkama afu Yesu Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Irano moyo mtu
kufu. Even the Holy Spirit. And they say the three agree in one. That initially was one.
Yes, you ever
see praise Jesus much. Remember, initially as is one. There were no other creation to speak of. Which was there except him as one. Him called one is the Father. But we saw him as the beginning. Why is called our Father? But the others came from Him. God, the
one
we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, He came from the Father. Then God the Spirit
between the Father,
understood, came a portion from the Father, even the Word.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, what is this?
And
why God the Word was called the Word of God? Right from above the heavens. Why did they not call him any other thing?
But when they
Father is the one who said, that one is my word.
Know
all long is called the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Besides
others spoken of him of the responsibility, and called the mother of creation. Spirits of all creations came from him. And from his fullness all we were given. And the true vine, the true vine, and we are branches, is the rock we were gotten. But because we came from him,
it
was called the firstborn of all creations. All those we shall see them. But the thing we focus most today, why God the Word, called the Word of God, right from above the heavens. And we were told that it was called the Word of God, word which first came from the mouth of God the Father, and the author and the finisher of our faith, which come from hearing the Word of God.
Began
with the 1 John chapter 5 and the verse 7. And they told us the three. They were in the one called the Father.
Ask
you, these three were in who?
Stood
why Father is called the Father? For it's the beginning.
It's
the author.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Christ,
it's amazing, it's the offer of our faith. And it's the finisher.
It's
the word whom we believe.
Which came from
the mouth of the Father, the first word. Where we begin to believe all our existence.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now it was like this. Bible even so it says, God spoke many other words.
In
that man does not live with food alone, but with every word which come from the mouth of God. Many words followed come from the Father. But when he began that, let me speak,
he
spoke to the word that you exist.
Started
telling that you are my word,
major word,
the major word. There are many words which can be spoken. All those spoken begin from this one. Like God to begin speaking,
he
spoke of him that exists. Oh, you manifest. And he named them the name, the word.
So
the Bible speaks mostly. In the
Matthew
chapter 3 verse 4. And it says like this. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 4.
Na yokana oyo. Yayambalanga engoye zebyoya.
Ejja kubasula yakuna.
Yokana Matayo sura yakuna runyolo kuna.
Matthew chapter 4 and the verse 4.
Naye nadamu na gamba anti chawandikibwa anti omuntu tabanga mulamu na mmere yoka. Wabula na buli kigambe kiva mu kamwa ka Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Lord Jesus himself, he was on the world, he said,
answered
serpent, tell him make bread from the stones. The serpent Satan. Jesus used that word saying,
but
it's written that
man
does not live with food alone,
but
with every word from the mouth of God. Out of God comes many words. One single word he calls his. That's mine alone. No one has ever heard it except me.
We
spoke when he was the one there. That you manifest.
And told
you are the one we are to chat with the other ones. Then the other will speak them to the Holy Spirit and speaks them to all other creations. That's why it's called one word. That which is of the Father. The word of God. Out of him will come any other words. For he's the one to get them from the Father. Speaking and will begin to happen. The following words, the first word will be the one to get them. Or when it's manifested, the one he speaks with, whom they will take counsel with. And the manifestation of Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus
Christ.
When the word manifested, the council began. He is the one who is missing in us. We are to manifest. Those who are here, we saw how we began to speak. Out of God comes many words.
And
have Matthew 4 verse 4. Man does not live with food alone. But with every word come from the mouth of God. There are many words. But here's one.
And
they say that's the word of God. In Bible we have that his name is the word of God alone. Then the others we are what? Others written in the Bible they are who? They are all his. The reason why it's called the word of God. Many times we hear that name is called the word of God. His name, no one knew of it except him, the Father, and himself.
That
word of God, and they all retained the issues themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
We are
going to know much of him. Because the word of God, which began to manifest. And he spoke that manifest. The name is to give him your my word. Never spoke and ever since I existed. But you began issues of speaking for me. Now your name, you are my word. Many don't know why always is called the word. Yet as if we see many words. We see many words. If you read the Bible, we call the Bible the word of God. Is it one word in the Bible? Why do we call it the word of God? Only one word. And we speak of who? Praise Jesus.
So, even though
many other words are there, God spoke many other words. But the word he first spoke is him, God, the word. Spoke that God manifests.
And
manifested from God the Father. Yet he had no name. And he told him, now you are the one.
As I spoke,
you are the first I have spoken for you to manifest.
It's
going to bring the word explained that it was set forth from the beginning. Praise Jesus. I don't know whether you've understood me, but you always spoke of the word. It's called the word of God. Until Revelation 19 happened, we never knew the real name of Jesus initially. Until John is gone to Revelation.
The one
came back right that the one who clothed flesh is the word. That is his name, the major name. We hear the name Jesus. The name Jesus is not his name per se. That name we shall see it is of the Father. And it's the name of the Holy Spirit. Not as he individual person. He as him is called the word. Now someone say, go away. What are you speaking about? You mean it's not Jesus? He is Jesus. In the way of name joining. For the name he has is of the Father.
Bible,
the Father gave him a name above all names.
The name is
the Father who first owned it.
Then he called
Jesus. The Holy Spirit, you can call him Jesus. That name, the name of God. So you can come out, call your father by name.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much. But according to Revelation
19,
the name of him who was on the world
is
called the Word of God. Move on to see reasons and issues about it. How cometh that he was called the Word of God? And to see that he's the author and the finisher of our faith unto God, which come from hearing and hearing the Word of God.
Let's
read we hear in Revelations. Revelations 19 from verse 11.
Nenda begulunga libi kuse. Elalaba, embalasi enjeru, ne yali ajituddeko, aitibwa mwesi gwero wa mazima. Ne mubutu kilivu, asale misangera alwana. Olunyolwe kuminebili. Era masoge gwe muliro gwaka, ne kumutwe gwe ngule nyingi. Era ngaline linya eriwandikiddwa. Omuntu yenna lyatamanyi wabula yeyeka.
He had a name.
He had a name.
Nga tewali muntu alimanyi.
And no man knew it.
Okujako yeyeka.
Except himself.
Tuvula bechadali yajja kunsi.
But the really the one who came on the world.
Linya letu famita chigambo
cha Katonda. His rightful name is called the Word of God.
Na yerinya lyamuwebwe lya Yesu.
The name given him of Jesus.
Linya lya Katonda Kitaffe.
His name of God the Father.
Linya lirie.
Is his name.
Ate linya lya lya moyo
mutukufu. And is the name of the Holy Spirit.
Basinga bagambo bakatonda yeyakuwa.
People say perhaps God is Jehovah.
Oba yeyawe.
Or is the Yahweh.
Ayinza okuba Yeshua.
Perhaps is the Yeshua. All those we are to see there. Why
do
you say the name of Jesus is above all names in the heavens and earth? Which other name can you give it better? Which can be of God? All those which are to see them.
In
Revelations 19, they tell us
he,
a name written, no man knew of it. Let's move on, see it. Revelations 19, verse
13.
That his real name, which was first given him,
he
was called the Word of God. That's why many things. Perhaps the Word of God. Perhaps it's a voice he's speaking out. It's not that. But this God, the Word.
This
rightful word, his name is the Word of God. The reason why he was named that. Though God speaks many words. When he first spoke. That manifest. Spoke to God the Word. God the Word, who was God, come from God the Father. Whom we know as the author.
Yet
he has no name, he came out as God.
Because
this one spoke his first voice.
His
first word to have been heard.
Named
him a name, you are at the Word. My Word. I don't know whether you knew where they came from. Me too, I don't know. I'm not
going
of double portion and to show us how the Word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Who had a reason why Jesus is called the Word? You give us of reasons you held before.
Before we finish.
Perhaps you can be out there say, Apostle, no. You've lied as much. I have a reason why he's called the Word. You can raise up a hand. You don't say I'm lying. Perhaps you have another reason. You get a microphone. That speaks something to us. How he thought of it before. The Word.
It's
never entered even in my head.
Wabula. But
we held the Bible,
and in the
Bible we call it the Word of God.
And perhaps
you can hear someone say this is the Word of
God.
But to say that Jesus
is
the Word of God, that wasn't there.
First
heard the new generation after opening up scriptures.
And
when I heard it still, before we got the reason why is the Word, I used to think,
they gave
us in John 5 that all the words, those in the scriptures, they mean His.
And
the way all scriptures speak of Jesus,
and
the Bible we call it Word of God. And I
see
that is the Word of God.
For
all things in the Bible speak of Jesus. But I thank the Lord. Another answer gotten beyond that.
For
if you remained on only that, they would have told you how we hear, they also speak of the Father. Someone say, you say all scriptures speak of who? Only Jesus? How come I also hear them speak of the Father? I even hear four living creatures. I even hear of cherubims. 24 elders. Just as I read in the scriptures, all that still Jesus was. Now you can get reason why he's still Jesus. All creation in heaven and earth, his fullness, all we were given on that word. And many people said, this person did a word to me. Ask if he did what word to you.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
So,
now the truth is, what we've last heard in Revelation, chapter 19, verse 11 unto 13, we have been told he had the name not known to any other except him alone. That's why it was said one day, no one knew the Son except the Father.
But
the Son, we saw him on the Word. The Father alone knew him. He named him the name of the Word. He's the one who knew him.
He
came in the world, we never understood him. His right name we thought.
Perhaps
gone on this world and the name is Jesus.
Yet,
from old he was there and he has his name.
That's
the reason why it's called the Word. The Word of God.
But
we read Matthew 11. Matthew chapter 11 from verse 28.
Muje jendi mwemwe nabakoye.
Katuve ku 25.
Matthew 11 from verse 25.
Mubirebyo Yesu nadamu nagamba nti nkwebaza kitange mukama wegulu nensi kubanga wakise ebigambo bino abamagezi n'abakabakaba n'obibikulira abaana abato. Olunyolwa 2:6. Weewaawo kitange kubanga bwe kityo bwe kyasiimibwa maaso go. Olunyolwa 2:7. Ebintu byonna byankwasibwa kitange so tewali muntu amanyi omwana wabula kitaawe so tewali muntu amanyi kitaawe wabula omwana.
You know
the problem which was, no one knew the Son. We saw him on the world and he told us that is the Son of God who is most high. Know him, we just had the Son. Knowing him, you must know he's the Word of God.
If
you know how we began to manifest, why
it's
called the Word of God. Even the Father, no one knew him. But we understood him. You know, all along we've been on the world,
and
no one knows the Father. We hear Father, yet we don't know that the one who begins. We understood why it's called the Father is the author.
is the beginning, it's the offer of all things. That's why it's called the Father. Now, understood him is not that. Come to understand why this is called the Word of God. When we had God the Word, why is he called God the Word? Why it was called God the Word or the Word of God? That's what we are on. What
he said,
no one knew the Son. But the Father, who is the one who named him, he told him, you were named, you are my Word. And he came, appeared to all prophets, and they think perhaps it's a voice. The Word of God came to Isaiah speaking. Maybe the Word of God is the voice of God. They don't know who the real one is.
So nayenga,
but
the
Word of God, or God the Word,
it's
called the Word of God.
Because
first word be spoken of the Father that you manifest.
It
came out called God. But he named him saying, your name is my Word. That's why Bible says, John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, in the beginning was the Word,
and
the Word is with God, and the Word is called God. He was called God, they had no name. Appreciative that you are my Father, you are the Word, you are the Holy Spirit. Even this here that our Father, they began after they realized the offer. But they were God. All were God. Even Holy Spirit God. Now to bring identification of them. This took name of our Father. For this came from him.
And
this one we've called him his which name. This one I spoke to my appear and manifest.
Because
the one I first spoke, my Word. All the others will add on that. But this one is my Word.
He
is called the Word of God. That's why in the John they tell us this. John chapter 1 from verse 1.
Kulubelebele waliwo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda. Olunyolo kubiri. Oyo yaliwo kulubelebele awali katonda. Olunyolo kusatu. Ebintu byonna byakolebwa kubwoyo. Era watali yete wakolebwa kintu na kimu ekyakolebwa.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Kulubelebele waliwo chigambo.
In the beginning was the Word.
Omanyi kulubelebele twamutegedde.
You know that. Again, we understood him the Father. God the Father. The Word was still in him. Nothing he had ever spoken, manifest, and exist. But he told him to manifest. He manifested and is God. So they say, in the beginning was the Word. Beginning we speak of is God the Father. But the Word was still in him. When he told him manifest, he manifested and it to his God. They say in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He came from him and his God, and they named him that you have the Word, my Word, the Word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But that's why they say, Apostle John wrote, the John 1:14, he said, the Word clothed flesh, and he came, we saw him as the Son. See the Word. Maybe he looked how. Let me tell you, drama is here. You know to think perhaps the Word of God. It's that spoken
word's
mouth. That, and it comes. And it clothes flesh.
What
thought of, I don't know how you thought of it. Other is God was just given that name. Father told him, you are my words.
Yet there and he was there, and he is God. But the name given him, you are my word, the word of God. And the Holy Spirit manifesting, he told him, you're the word of God. The Father is not the one who spoke that you are the word of God. The one who spoke that is the Holy Spirit. He's the one who first said, this is the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know if there's something you've understood.
But
when the Father named this one and named the word, he didn't tell him you are the word of God. He told him you are my word.
But
when they manifested the Holy Spirit, the one who spoke to him, you are the word of God.
But
God could not speak to himself that you are the word of God. Which God? He told him, you are my word. When they manifested the Holy Spirit, then he told him, he told the word of God, you are the word of God. I understood you.
Yes, you was with.
We praise Jesus much.
So what are many Avantam Bagam and Eka Katia United to be manages?
Those two would have get to know them. And we
did
that
to God.
Why makes us know them?
If
you entered right in the gate and you said you've gone to full knowledge of God, you are meant to know them. You're meant to know them for. We are in the full knowledge of God. We are not in half knowledge. Oh, quarter knowledge, where we can leave out other things. But when we came in full knowledge, we were made to know them all. Right from everything.
First thought that
God, the word is there, they tell you. Why do you think he's called the word? And they didn't call him any other thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'm Apostle Bob. I request to ask by the Holy Spirit that after the Lord Jesus manifested, did he sit and he was taught, or he came when he's all knowing?
There's
a scripture in the Psalms 30. From verses
6.
He said, when I was blessed, I said I will not struggle forever. When you go to verse
8,
he says, where he says, how will my blood profit if I go in the pits? And as if he doesn't know issues of the blood,
the results,
then the results to happen thereof. I wanted to know of that issue.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. The scripture speaks in the Hebrews.
He's
a priest who passed all things we passed through.
He
even took him to appear as he's not God. Even to appear that he doesn't know, to be able to ask God to teach us. And the time he becomes the firstborn of creation, get under Father to teach him, then younger to learn from him, the elder who has sat down. If you want to wrap up all that, have to use in the Hebrews 4, from verse 15 downwards. That is the priest who passed all things we pass through. That you can be a priest to understand as well. Neither him appear knowing nothing.
Then
Philippians 2 explain you. In verse 5
downwards.
Said that will be in the level of human beings.
So see, atandika kufuka okwera ku mtindo gwa batunga ali ku
on the level of humans while on the world.
Yachigezisa nganga ati ali.
He tested it while in heaven.
When tula kone banjigiriza.
If I sit and I'm told,
chiba chikandabe.
Let me see.
Kanefula taina chema.
Let me appear. I know nothing.
Ogamba chi.
Father, what are you saying? Say that though he did not think of that,
and
bowed, knelt down to pray, yet he knew what was follow.
yamanya nti ne bwe nnaasaba ekikompe bakinzijeko tekijja kunvaako
naye kanjigiriza
abantu
but let me teach people
kyogezaako n'osabako mu maaso
cry pray
kubanga ffe bennyini twali tumaze omubuuzi
we ourselves had asked him
and
we told him teach us how we can pray
kati yanditugambye
and we would have told us
tumusabye kitamu ali mu
pray to your father in heaven
yagatta wamu n'agamusabye kitamu
join say pray to our father all of us
naye n'abanga ali mu luyigirizo
it was involved in that teaching
manchizibwa okufuula abantu kyotali
had to make people what you are not
Ero kutufuula abana.
And to make us
mwana.
He had to become a son.
Okufuka okutufuula abayigirizwa.
To make us disciples.
Yaina kufuka muyigirizwa.
He had to be the disciple himself.
Eri katonda kitafu.
And to go to the Father.
Niwankubadde byonna yali abimanyi.
Even though he knew all.
Naye ndowooza ekyo kitegedde
bwe. But I think you've understood that.
Asobola okugenda kumutendera bwonna.
On any level.
Sitaguba nga sigwa kwonoona.
If it's not of sinning.
Okusobola okutunula
ffe. To be able to redeem us.
Okusobola otuyigiriza.
To be able to teach us.
Okubeera ekyokulabirako.
Or to be an example.
Kubanga akanyomero kali akagamba.
But the aspect say.
Mutandise okukkiriza kwa
ffe. That's the offer of our faith.
Ye yasooka okukkiriza
kitaffe. He was the first to believe.
Ate yalina okwekkiririza
had to believe in himself
nga kigambo
as the word
era kigambo nti omwegaana yete yeegaana
deny him he cannot deny himself
omutandisi w'okukkiririza ogambo bakivaana wa n'ogamba naye katonda kitegeeza yatandika okukkiriza
God began the believing
yes yatandika
okukkiriza yes he began the believing
ni kigambo yabitandika
but the word began it
olwamga gwe kigambo kyange naga
kikufu you told me your my word is right
sinza nakuwakana na
I cannot tell
you tebawakanya kigambo kya Katonda
wakuliza
kuva mukuli anokuwe kigambo
come from hearing and hearing the word of God
bubunga amenze kigambo cho yenze
eri kuwakana I am that no contentions of it
yenze kigambo cho
you am your word
era nkukiriza
and I believe you
Goroza bachi bamwito mtandisi.
Why is it called the offer of faith? It come from hearing.
Ani ashoko chiwulira.
Who first heard it?
Gwebali tu gwebatu merinya.
The one they named.
Ndigwe kigambo.
That you are the one.
Nakiririzawo.
And believe.
Okukizana kuta okuva ko ne kubera kuva mukuli.
Then faith came from hearing.
Nokuye kigambo.
And hearing the word of God.
Goroza chavawa.
You think it came from where?
Ni bagande okukiza kuva mukuli.
And the same faith came from hearing.
Nokuye kigambo kya.
And hearing the word of God.
Irani yabitandiko. Ani yatandiko okukiriza.
Who began the believing?
Ebigambo bya walebyo.
The words are fad words.
Irabo bo kyali nga weita mukiriza.
You still there call yourself a believer.
Kali bantu muli na bajeje baba.
Now, the humans you have the grandfathers of believers.
Inayi waliwo mutandisi.
But this
atali
the offer is not a grandfather.
Kubanga bajeje babira ka bazara.
Grandfathers have those bathing them.
Neyo waliwo atali jaja.
But it's one another father.
He's
not grandfather
mutandisi.
Is the offer.
Uko kiriza. Sikaga muni nabajaja boku kiriza.
Ni
wali wata iti
bajaja. Naye
bamuita mutandisi.
It's called the offer of the faith.
Siwe guri.
Is it not that?
Kati Yesu bamuita jaja wachi.
Jesus called the grandfather of faith.
Bamuita
mutandisi. It's called the offer.
Kitafu rwamnga gwe kigambo cha.
And the father told you my word.
Uko kiriza kuva mukuli.
The faith come from here. The word of God.
Kitofu ndi kigambo cha. Nabiranga imtandisi wokukiriza.
It appeared the offer of faith.
Era ye mukome kirizye
mu. And the finisher of it.
Tubira ku nkome bagamba buwegana buotakiriza Yesu.
You don't believe Jesus.
Gumazo kusings.
Already condemning.
Kubanga yabitandike byo kukiriza.
When began faith and it will end with him.
Umanyimbo oba asadawo kukiriza
kati. You started to believe.
Rwe obuvumbo wetaga.
There's a boldness you need.
Bwachi wasadawo kukiriza kigambo cha Katonda.
Where you believe the word of God.
Erotege rwachi.
And understand why.
Ayi twachi gambo cha Katonda.
It's called the word of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So naye mu Yokana isule isoka ngura 14.
John chapter 1 verse 14.
Atugamba bwe bati.
They tell us this.
Katusome tuulire.
Let's read we here.
Yokana sule soko nyirwa 14.
John chapter 1 verse 14.
Kigambo naye ambalo mubiri. Nabera ko jetuli natulabe kitibwa che ekitibwa ngecho ye yazalibwa omuye kachitafe
kigambo
the word
nayamba lumubi
clothes flesh
kakati kufwe bwetwa ulira
and when we heard
kigambo nayamba lumubi
the word clothes flesh
etumula mu kitibwa
so him in the glory
ngecho ye yazalibwa omuye kachitafe
one begotten of the father
the word appears how? Maybe it's the word coming from his mouth. God say, remember how you thought of the things. And the word cloth flesh. Imagine how was he looking like. Don't know that that's his name.
He,
but is God. God who is called the Word. The reason why he's called the Word, when the Father told him come from him, he spoke that manifest. He told him, now I name him who? You are my Word. You are my Word. When he
manifested
Spirit from the Father and the Word, the Spirit looked to him, he said, you are our Father. He spoke to the Word. You are the Word of God. Remember, they all understand. When they told him, you are God the Spirit now. Praise Jesus. And they began how? And they came from where? Mose, but apostle. You got them from where?
Apostle,
the first we cannot argue against him because of one reason. We too know the Bible. But the truth is, you got them from where? That's the journey of heaven we study, moved in the Bible.
Amen.
We
don't
actually against for we know that. But you got that from where? That we move to believe them.
Arguing
against you, you have nothing. If you argue against you, speak what about it? You two begin to explain how they happened. If you are hajjan against, praise the Lord.
Many apostle innocent.
Apostle innocent.
Kati nevaza mukama kulume mutukuru.
I thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Wa office za chitafe no mwana.
Office of the Father and the Son. They used to cause headache my way. Verses are not new to me. To know how the word began to exist. For me, I thought that the word kept changing office. Even the
Father
changed the office, then he changed the name. Revelations
19:13. Yes, we are rich.
When he said Jesus was the Word of God, me, I knew
that
when God spoke, Jesus moved on to act upon what is spoken. For we were preaching the gospel. Someone asks you about this Jesus. We see Mary bathed him.
How come
to be God? I said no.
This
is the Old Testament. Isaiah speaks of him. 9:6.
Unto us a son is born.
Unto
us a child is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Everlasting Father.
Chitafe Prince of Peace.
Everlasting Father.
Now I got most of Everlasting Father. And is the Son. I say that is God. Now to differentiate there, the Father and the Son.
Then
Revelation 22. It says that,
and I saw a pure river of the water of life proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
It cannot be two thrones there.
The throne
one means the throne, the word is the Father. I got confused.
When you go to
1 Timothy 3:16,
God was manifested in the flesh, seen by angels and glorified in the spirit.
And I say perhaps
when the
Father came clothed flesh, changed the office to be nurse. And the one asks you in heaven, I say, can anything be possible with God?
Now
you see where the problem came.
It came
not knowing how the Father came. Out of came God the Word.
And the Word began God and was named
a name, you are my Word.
Or
you are God the Word.
Both
out of them came God
the Spirit. It's
called God the Spirit.
That's
what troubled us.
People
wouldn't have understood that. You think how that
couldn't.
Me too, I would have reached be how you've been.
If
God didn't bring the journey of heaven, moved in the Bible.
So
it was to study and to see. What I speak, we saw it live.
And God,
the Word manifested and he was called
God.
He came out as God.
The
Father is one told him, you are my Word.
Now
when they manifest the Holy Spirit,
portion
came from the Father, portion of the Word. And the Holy Spirit manifested. That's why it's called the Spirit of Christ and of the Father.
Yes.
How can it be the Spirit of the two? Yet the portion of the Holy Spirit, one came from the Father, another came from the Word. Now when he manifests, when
you
look to this one, he says, where both have come, and he
says,
you are our Father, for we've not been there.
You've become
for Father means the one who begins us. And God the Lord told him, I had before I came from you. That this is his word. Now you are the Word of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Right
from then we knew them like that, and we had them spoken. The journey of heaven, when we reached above the heavens,
part two, so
it's part two of journey of heaven. Those we saw them how, when I speak them, I don't get a problem. I feel peace of them. I don't do the brain sorting that I've spoken them wrong.
Oh,
I saw it is there. It happens. It's written here. I saw how they came to happened. Speak something like, I speak something they spoke and told me all. I saw it.
Now,
I preach right from original source. That's why I don't get a problem.
Speak,
for I saw how they are. If I was imagining, I've gotten a problem. How would I have imagined this would have been so extreme? You cannot imagine them. If you read after now, we've read the Bible. You and you read, you didn't see, didn't understand. Now you say, how was it called the Word? You are just reading. You can get a problem. Because it's the
journey
of heaven moving the Bible. We go to see truth of
Bible.
How were things? That's why there's much power you read them by. Don't crash, you understand normal. Most people always say,
single person at least
at least would have started the name.
Single person
is very hard. They leave many other seals on them.
Portion
takes everything and they come to be clear.
Amen.
That's
why the way you say, study the things on the highest standard. They are not heavy our way. Perhaps double portion would have been heavy.
And
the time you had more power, something which has been heavy gets light.
Now
you two imagine. If you carry it, I give you an example. You lift it one,
it's
heavy. You three, it does it remain heavy? And then you add more power, the weight is reduced.
That's why
we study, we understand them.
But
how we've understood them.
Double
portion, they are very easy. Praise the Lord, Jesus.
Our
name Evangelist Topaz. We thank God much.
We
decided to reveal us these secrets.
But
I have a question.
Wewawo fetuli wano.
Yes, we are here.
Tukiriza.
We are believing.
Tibulicho yogera.
That everything you speak.
Tochogera kululuo.
You don't speak it by yourself.
Ochogera kulo moyo wa Katonda.
Speak it by the Spirit of God.
Eranga nabi wa Katonda.
And as a prophet of God.
Yatwali wanola babyo na.
Was taken you saw all.
Nekati nkuba mwaka fana.
Now I'm imagining.
Waluwe bintu ebimu.
There are some things.
Sija gamba nti tebiri mu Bible.
I will not say they are not in the Bible.
Ne waliwo byolabanga kugamba nze bwentu wenna kiraba.
See me, that's how I saw it.
Kati nkuba mwaka fana.
Now I'm imagining.
Fenga tugenze okubulira.
We have gone out to preach.
Obakale ne betunabulira nabo ne bayiga ne babulira.
Preach to and they learn to preach also.
Embere yo semwe balitandika jinyinyora.
Question, I don't know how we begin to explain it.
Oba mukama alisawo moyo eri abantu abali bera basomesebwa.
Oh God, who put a spirit on to those will be taught.
Okutukirize nnyo.
To believe as much.
Kuba walonge ekyo kyoyogedde.
It's like that you've spoken.
Tinabiraba.
That I saw them.
Fetukiriza.
We are believing.
Nefe je tuli biri babiki.
But we have not seen them.
Mukama atomus.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
Omutume Peter yanyonyola nagamba.
Apostle Peter explained, he said.
Chitwogera ko che chigambo cha Katonda.
What speak of is the word of God.
Chitwara ba.
That we saw.
Era chitwauli obulungi.
Hard well of well.
Era basigadde twasitwata nkukiriza kubanga bo balaba.
We began to believe for they saw.
Of course okulaba kwa abantu abatuno babiri wabasatu.
Of a few people, three or four.
Kunyweze mitwaro ne mitwaro ja abantu banja batalabidde
ddala.
Nga bawulira.
Many who have not seen but they hear from those who had and saw.
Echo chote chitwera likiriza.
That you shouldn't worry of it.
Abatume babulira kibara
bako kibakwatako what they touched
era mukogera kwabwe ngombe mpita boyali anyonyola
as Peter explained
yakamba gutwogera ko
the one we speak of we saw and he touched him
kati bibali bagamba bayitu bamulaba era tubamukune bakiriza ne bagamba mudufa bamukwatako
they believed and they said they touched him
tegeza yaliwo
it means he was there
eje chandi kuachiri wanu mpita
katukisome in the Peter let's read it
katizoka tuve mpita cha kubira sura isoka
2 Peter chapter 1
olunyole 10 omukaga
verse 16
ebalwa yokana ekyo kubira sura isoka onyole 10 omukaga
2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16
kubanga tetwagoberera ngero ezagunjibwa namagezi bwe twabategeeza obuyinza nokujja kwa mukama Yesu Kristo naye twalaba n'amaaso n'amaaso gaffe obukulu bwe
ibalaba n'amaaso
gaffe
obukulu bwe
his greatness
ebalwa ya Petero ekyokubiri esula esoka onyolwe 17
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 17
kubanga yawebwa katonda kitaffe ettendo n'ekitiibwa eddoboozi bwe lyava mu kitiibwa ekimasamasa nijijja jali weli tinti ono ye mwana wange omwagalwa gwensanyukire nnyo
doboozi bali ulira mu Matayo
they heard the voice in Matthew
Matayo 3:17 ngabatizibwa
and he got baptized
bali wali bamulaba
they were there see him
baraba mukama wafu Yesu
they see the Lord Jesus
bamubatiza baraba batu
they seem they are watching
egululye gula baraba
opens their sink
Nirigamba
oyi
mwanange gwesanyuke kati bali babulira fata abatala abatauli
as who did see neither heard
era na ndukiriza kubanga wali abara
bila da because who saw
kyugache bala bati kiliyo
what they saw is not there
chaliyo
it was there it's real
bagambe twalaba na maso
gafu with our eyes
ichokola nokuli anafe twaulira kona matu
heard with our ears
dubozi tyachita fengaliga matu ye mwana wa
father said this my beloved son
kiza bali banyonyola abatala abira abatali wokuulira mchiri
didn't see and we are not there to hear in that moment
nibi ulidwa kumare banga then ngira bikirizwa
a long time and believed
ngaba ulira chi
and they heard what
kadusoma ulire
let's read we here
Petero ekyo kubiye sule soka olinyi olo 17
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 17
Kubanga yawebwa katonda kitaffe ttendo n'ekitiibwa eddoboozi bwe lyava mu kitiibwa ekimasamasa ne lijja gyali weli tinti ono ye mwana wange omwagalwa gwensanyukire nnyo olunyolo 18 n'eddoboozi eryo ffe ne tuliwulira nga liva mu ggulu Bwetwali awamu naye ku lusozi olutukuvu.
Era ne ku lusozi baamuwulira.
Even on the mountain they heard.
Matayo 17.
The verse 1 to 5.
Ngaba ebintu bino twali tubiwulira era nga tubiraba.
Heard them and saw them.
Kati basubulu tuwo bujulisi.
They were able to give us the testimony.
Ne bagamba na you had the window twabira
bwebi. We saw the things like that.
Na yiki singo bunywe.
But what's most important?
Kigambo tumulinda mu bujulisi baba nabbi.
The word in the testimony of prophets.
Ndiyebyo bibali barabye.
That those they had seen.
Yali binyeze byandi kwe biba mu bunabbi.
Strengthened by scriptures from prophets.
Chovura wadde okulaba kwali
yo. I thought the thing was there.
Sibanyumiza nga story
wa. I don't speak stories here.
Era n'abatume newankubadde baalaba baalinga bannyonnyola nga bakwasaganya
ebyawandiikibwa
ekintu kye twalaba kyawandikwa n'okuwandiikibwa mu bannabbi nga bagamba bwe bati ne bwe
bati
nti bye baalaba ne bye baawulira ku yesu byali era byawandiikibwa kati mu lugendo lw'eggulu kwali kulaba nakuyiga biri mu
bayibuli
okakasa obujulizi bw'ebyo ebirabiddwa nga bibeera ddala mu kigambo kya
katonda.
Petero chokubide sule soko nyirwa 19.
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
Era kisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo ky'abannabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo ng'etabaze yakira mu kifo ky'ekizikiza okutuusa obudde lwe bulikya. Emunyenyekese obudde neyaka mitima gyammwe.
Nti ekisinga obunywevu.
The what's most important.
Baina ekigambo
ky'abannabbi. They have the word of the prophets.
Manyi bannabbi nabo bayogera ekigambo kimu.
To spoke one word.
Omanye ndagane nkadde
yona yona entire Old Testament and the New Testament
ekigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God.
Ebaga tuine okisinga obunywevu baina ekigambo kya
important. They had the word of the prophets.
Bannabbi bayogera ekigambo.
Prophets spoke one word.
Bali boogera ekigambo kya Katonda.
They spoke the word of God.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Kubanga ero yajja muzingo kyabo gwa mwandi.
Came in the scroll written of him.
Waliwo ebintu ebikulu byogenda okuwulira.
What's going to hear?
Ngatulusoma lwachi.
When we study why?
Katonda kigambo.
God the word.
Itibwa kigambo cha Katonda.
Called the word of God.
Era nyina.
And the mother.
Ndombelebele wo butonde
bonna. First born of all creations.
Kati mkana akanyumira akasuka.
In this first aspect.
Ngatula lwachi Katonda kigambo.
You see why God the word.
Itibwa kigambo cha Katonda.
Called the word of God.
Kuva gulwe gulu.
From above the heavens.
Uganti kubanga che kigambo cha suka kuva mukamwa ka Katonda
chitafi. The first mouth from the mouth of God the Father.
Eranga yemutandisi.
And the offer.
Ero mukomekereza okukiriza kwa
finisher of our faith.
Ukuva mukuri ekigambo
kya. Come from here on the word of God.
Ebintu bingi byogenda ufuna mu kigambo
ekyo kyogerako. In that word we speak of.
Nti ne bwobo yagala kunyonyoka kitafi.
But you want to get explained of the Father.
Ye nyini ekifana
nchi. Himself is his image.
Uita mu kigambo ye kyenyini ero kunyonyoka kitafi.
Himself to get explained of the Father.
Oyagala tegera kubiri muguna ebiri
ku. Understand things in heaven and earth.
Ogatta kigambo ku kigambo.
Join a word upon
him. Ogatta kuye kuye.
You join on him. And you get explained as you two start out, you write in the word upon a word. Even what you speak, that join on is the one.
Wewe tunatuka ile tuvunane.
So when you reach your Jesus cases,
bagena kwa vunana vigambo vya mshikamo cha Katonda,
not the word of God.
Ebya mwe mwako kuva moye ebyobulima
from him false words.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. But the truth is,
even
the prophets preached this word, the Lord Jesus.
Praise
the speak come from him. We heard. Let's move on here and look. Luke chapter 4 verse
4.
It moves to tell us, man does not live with food alone, but by every word come from the mouth of God. But first word,
that
God manifest God the word. And he comes from the Father. And the Father said, you are my word.
The
Spirit said, you are the word of God.
And God has
many other words he spoke next.
Yet first
spoke this one to manifest. And he manifested his God.
And
separated from him, say, you are my word.
And
the Holy Spirit said, you are God the word. And you are the word of God.
That's
why they say in the beginning was the word. And word was with God. And the word is God.
Katonda
kigambo. Where cometh what we say, God the word.
Oba kigambo kya Katonda.
Or the word of God.
Katusome tulire.
Let's read we here.
Luka.
In the Luke.
Luka esula ya kuna olinyolo kuna.
Luke chapter 4 verse 4.
Na ye Yesu n'addamu nti, kyawandiikibwa nti, omutabanga mulamu na mmere yokka.
Waji? Kiweddeyo. Mpozi nga oba kimanya.
When they broke it from there.
Mukimaleyo kubanga bwe kibanga kikoma awo mu Bayibuli yammwe.
You finish this word if you end there in your Bible.
In
English, it tells us like this.
Luke 4, verse 4. Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. God has
many
other words of God. We call
word.
Is that we call the one word. The word of God.
Every word.
He has every word. Many other words are spoken
there.
Now God comes to speak. Father himself. He speaks that same word. Now see.
Bible
come tell us. That
we do
the word is in our mouth. Is it not that? All along we thought, who is that one?
This
was in the mouth of the Father. He spoke, say, you manifest.
And
all creation is put that in them.
Even
the word is in their mouth. He, Jesus.
Yes,
your
next
word to be the first to manifest. And they say the word is not far. But in your mouth.
You
can ask, how long Jesus is there?
And yes,
get his name over all words spoken.
And
if we are to speak, get him others to join them up. Let's read here, we see in the Romans 10.
Balumi esule ya 10 kuva ku lunyoro mukaga.
Romans 10 and verse 6.
Na yobu tukirivo obuva mukukiriza. Bwogera bwe butinti. Toyogeranga mutima gonti. Ani ali linya muguru kwe kuleta Kristo wansi. Olunyoro musanvu. Ne wankubadde ani ali ke magombe kwe kulinyisa Kristo kuva mbafu. Olunyoro munana. Na ye bwogera butya. Nti ekigambo kiri kumpi nawe. Mukamwako ne mutima gwo kye kigambo ekyo kukiriza kye tubulira
nti kigambo
that the word
chiri kumpi
is near me
mukamwako
in your mouth
ne mutima gwo
in their heart
kigambo katonda kigambo gwo ulira
God the word you hear
bwatu byali ne mukitafe
that's how he was in the father
ngayagala okwogera
and he wants to speak
ngamulira mutima akyali
bulye means the heart is in him
kigamba akyandimu
the word is still in me. You manifest. You are my word.
The
Father was there.
Not
called, God, the Father is called God.
And
someone he felt is in him.
This
is the second in him. Even the third. I don't know if you understood it.
So
listen to the word. How did he come from the Father? How was it named the word? He was in the mouth, he felt he wanted to speak. Cannot speak when this is not gotten from him.
He hears him in the heart.
They begin to communicate. I feel him in me, but I'm not manifested. I can speak how now? He told me, manifest that we can speak for you the word. And the word manifested God the word. Even the Father is there.
In
the
field,
another was in them lacking to be manifested.
He
too appeared in the mouth. In their hearts, he was there. And they said, this one to get out of us. You are God the Spirit.
In
the field now, that's it. It's settled. Now you see. You see this one? Now the story is interesting. Now you, we speak of who? No one else the third. But I can speak the third. You see this one? The communication is flowing.
And they began
with God the word, they had a little things to speak with. Because they would have spoken what to each other. You've been in me. Me too, I'm in you. Now the story is ended. But when the story intervenes the third person, Satan lied us that three break the code. The three never break the code, they touch in the code. That's lies of Satan. We never break the code. And the three, they brought us to understanding and to enjoy life. The three have never broken the code. But when you speak it like that, then you take away Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. As if you say they brought a problem to us ever since they came. Ever since their beginning and the end. Who believes that the three break the court? Then you contend against Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Began alone, and he hated the three. And began to speak wrong words of them that they break the court. But they never break the code. It did well for them to manifest. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Name,
teacher Jacob James Israel. I thank God for this topic. And I pray God to correct my understanding. My question is in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10. We heard and the pure language was Luganda. Now I ask a question. The Father spoke the word to manifest, spoke to him in which language? If you take me over things of speaking and which language they spoke, there is a neutral language, not Luganda. You spoke in the heavens and heard in heavens and earth. The truth is no language, there is the word there, which means the meaning of those things there. The word is the one there.
It is the one thing
he gives us to speak. All the things of language began on this world. What understood God there, and what I spoke of is what is created. There is a neutral language there that you understand. That's the rightful language. Don't lie to you. I speak truth. What do you understand when you say Jerrican? You're releasing what you speak is what played these languages.
Nyankore,
when they look at the Jerrican, they understand it. They see Jerrican. But the way they release the word, the rightful language is what you see and you understand. And then you say, when an Indian sees, they say woman, that they understand they see a man by the way to speak it.
So
the rightful language remains that you understand what you see. Now don't take me into things in the depth of them. Let's end there. Of the pure language, it ends with one thing. We all have pure language, what we see and what we understand. Don't you think an Indian, when they say tree, they understand something different? As you understand tree, they too see tree.
What they
understand is the pure language, the rightful one. But the other is, here we speak of pure language. The word upright and the pure is different. But we all have one rightful language. What you see and what you understand.
they
want to see water, they see.
For
it to be what language, they see water.
And that they
understand is the rightful thing. And what they see.
Now,
the rest
of
the upright language is what speaks things on their standards.
Does it mean that
the rightful language of all people? No. The right, what you see is what you
understand.
And we voicings and they're coming out. We speak one thing, but they change via the tongue.
But
when you look to it, and you see it, and memory interprets it,
it
gives you what you've understood. Now when speaking it, the tongue speaks Jerican English. Chidomola, Luganda. Change on fire the tongue.
That's
here. But the pure language is what you see, you understand. For the rightful language. Remember God, all seven spirits were there. It involved understanding. It involved knowledge. You saw, you understood that this is this. The seven spirits were all spirit of wisdom, understanding, of counsel, of power, of knowledge, of fear of God, the spirit of the Lord.
And
you saw them and understood. That's it. And you speak. All the rest of languages and on this world, they will finish.
People,
many languages are in Jerusalem of heavens. They were redeemed from many tribes. They speak what in heavens. That they understand and what they see.
Wanji.
Amanya Peter.
My name is Peter. I request to get more know here.
That
when Jesus manifested as the Word of God, God remained speaking.
Relationship
I want to know the relationship of what God the Father remained to speak
ne Christo.
And the Christ.
After
Christ manifested, God remained speaking and speaking. And up now he's speaking. Now the way they relate.
Yes, he was
praise here. Jesus much. What he asked is this.
That
the words God the Father speak, how do they connect with the one he first spoke? But the truth is, when the word manifested, it wasn't God. When he came from the Father. But the Father had him speak within him. And he felt he wanted to speak. That want to speak to is still in him. And even in his heart. And when you manifested him, he named him the word. He wanted to speak, but he had no one to speak to. And we speak, we've used the word. Even another has what they call it. That they feel they want to speak.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kati olw'okuba nti ebyalina okuddako okwogerwa.
Of course, what was
biri wakati we naye.
They're between him and him.
Y'engeri gye biriratingamu.
That's how they relate.
Funye gwenjogera naye tugenda kwogera.
What you want to speak with, we are going to speak.
Byetwogerako byonna birina kubanga biva ku ye.
Whatever we speak has to come from him.
Bwemba mmulabyeko.
When I've seen him.
Nina ebyokumwogerako.
I have what to speak of him. Not there, what am I to speak? All I try to speak, let me speak of this.
It'll
be the other. Why are the words that relate on the word? All they spoke next. Let's make money in our image. And they based it on the word.
We
created all creations came from him. We want to speak God.
It's a part of
the word gotten from him. Cow came from him. The heaven is a part of him.
As
their fullness came from him.
Three.
The spirit of the tree came from him.
Whatever
spoke next based on him. Wanted to appear as God.
And
we say, how does God look like? We say, this one is the image of the
invisible
God. We get exposed to the Father. We begin from him.
You
say, how does the Father look like? He looks like the words. All we spoke of came from him, the word. That this one is called who? The Holy Spirit. They come from the words. Whatever they spoke next, they based on him. Praise the Lord Jesus, brethren.
Name teacher
Ivan Jasper. Thank God for the much light of knowledge.
And
blessed be enlightened on this scripture. Ephesians 3 verse 15. That's why I need to the Father. All creations in heaven and earth, they derive their name. Now my question is here. We get names directly from the Father, or we pass
via
the word. We get them from the Father, who is the one who first named that you are my word. All you want name next come from the word. Is there a name not coming from the word? And how does that name appear? All they get to name the Father was the first to name it. Talk to the God who manifested from him that you are the word.
And
Holy Spirit say you are the word of God. And you are God, the word was with the Father. As he explained in Romans, verse 10, verse
6
to
8.
And they said that word remained our way until our mouth went out. As it was in the Father,
it
manifested it from him.
Was in him.
And he felt that spoken with someone who is in him. And is in his heart. And he said,
not
that he was in him. And what happened? After he manifested the word. And he said he was the word. There is another they felt and heard in them. And the word he has someone in him. The Father still feels another in him. And he said there is another. And is in me and you. Let's release him out. And they got out what we call the Holy Spirit.
You
too he manifested. That's why the three agree in one. They were in one and they are all inside him.
ekyo kitabudde nnyo wano ku nsi
troubled most on this world
n'okutegeera engeri gye byabaawo nagye birimu
and how they happened and how they are
era kyovudde oluganda mutuma innocent
yagambyeobaalowooza
kigambo y'omu amala neyefulafulaamu
one office to another
munaye nga akanyomero kajja tewabanga yeyajja ku
nsimuggulu
yalekayanaaane muggulu yali
ekyali
kitubuzaabuza kwe kwawula abasatu
banonewankubadde
nga baali omu banabala baali mu
munnaabo
ekyo kyatulemu okukigatuulaawowabula bwoba oyagala okyangu yamu
okigatulaokozesa
baruumi en essula
ey'1ekigambo
kyali wali
mukimutima gwa katonda
ne mukama ke ngaawulira ayagala kubaako gwayogera naye nga tayina
gyayogera naye
ng'akyali
muyin'asalawamu
manifest emikono nga gikyali mingi wange
mukama yebazibwa abooluganda
praise the lord brethren
erinnya pastor mutekanga tatya satan
name pastor mutekanga who doesn't fear satan
njagala okwongera okumulisibwa omusaana gw'ekigambo
I want to get more enlightened of light of the word
kati kigambo mwana bw'aba alabisibwa
if the word the son manifested
alina scripture reference
he has scripture references
gezanga john 1
like John chapter 1
1 to 3 kakati mwoyo mutukubu yali alabisibwa
when the holy spirit was manifesting
tunayo chawandikiwe kiraga nti time eno yalabisibwa
do we have a scripture which show that this is the time he manifested
kama baba mukisa
may god bless you
yes you have asibwa
praise jesus much
chawandikiwe che kiri mbakolise ekisoka
that scripture in the first Corinthians chapter verse 11
yandikwa yokulaga okubira ko moyo
is the beginning of showing of the existence of Holy Spirit
bagamba ntwali yali amanyi bya katonda
he said no one knew the things of God
ujako moyo wa katonda yali muye
the spirit of God who was in him
oba yali muye
or which is in him
yes you have
praise Jesus much
ibyo nebe ali bigera maso nokuteke
all which moved on to be put in place
yagena maso kulabikanga naye mwali era abimanyi
it moved on to be involved and he knows them
wabura barumi
but Romans, the chapter
8,
that from verse 8 downwards, mostly verse
9,
he said, the one without the Spirit of Christ, the one without the Spirit of God, and the one without the Spirit of Christ is not of his.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
They
begin to point on us, on the way he came from these two.
kigezo olina kuddayo wali muyokaani mwemosi okulabisa ekigambo
john 1:1 first manifest the word
gambo bw'alabisibwa
when he manifests
then ekigambo ekigamba nti atalina mwoyo wa
katonda the one without the spirit of God and the spirit of Christ is not of Christ
batandika okulagako engeri gye yava mu babiri
bano to show you how we came from these two
okulabisibwako yokutandika
okubeerawo
naye
bwaba
bakola demonstration
when they do a demonstration
eya lampstand
of the lampstand
yesobola okulaga bwe yabavaamu
what can show you how we came from them
tetwakisoma mu detail
we didn't study it in details
okulaga engeri omu omutukuvu gye yavaamu kitaffe n'ekigambo
holy spirit came from the father and the word
kitwetaagisa ate genda kusoma nga tusinzira ku lampstand
did us go study based on the lampstand
kubanga lampstand
for the lampstand
eraga base bili
it shows two bases
inako base enene
have the bigger base
eraga kitaffe
which shows the father
tubako ne base entono
it we have the smaller base which shows the word
inga teraga ntona ava ono moyo omutukuvu
this holy spirit
akola lampstand
he makes the lampstand
afutu kamubali
comes from the other two
ka demonstration eriyeyo
now the demonstration is there
ereye tago okusoma nobwegendereza
it needs to be studied with carefulness
kulaga engeri okatondo moyo yava mu katonda kigambo
show the way God the spirit came from God the word
ne katondo
God the father
Yes, we was of all Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Amanya bampita Mutesa Titus.
Name Council Titus.
Kakati nze njagala okubuuza.
Now I want to ask.
Wotunulira Yokane sura esoka.
If you look to John chapter 1.
Mumuntu kuvatulaga nga ayogera.
The Holy Spirit shows us speaking.
Ngagamba nti kuluberebere waliwo
chikamba. Says the beginning was the word.
Wotunulira ngere sura yo munana.
If you look to Proverbs chapter
olunyoru soka.
In the verse 1.
Eraga mukama yaliwa munange kubolewe lyasokera.
It shows God was with me where his way began. When we enter spirit of wisdom, we look at the spirit speak John chapter 1, and we look to Proverbs 8, Christ speaking. And my question is here, that those statements, they speak them from where? The Holy Spirit in John 1 speaks well in the Father. Christ in Proverbs 8 speaks well still in the Father. Maybe the question would have been like this. When did they begin to write? All things which happened ever since they are the beginning. Then we shall go back to Isaiah. And say these words long we have just come to hear of them. That will be another heading. When did God write his book? The book, the Bible. He wrote it above the heavens. After creating all creations manifest above the heavens, he wrote on those their beginning, and all were written in the way they manifested all creations,
and
the way they ordered them as we are hearing, and they wrote creations. In this time, they will think of committing sin. Shall chase them, create heaven and earth.
And these are what
they all wrote, and they were finished. Everything was written above the heavens.
Now,
all speaking up and above the heavens. The Spirit gets them and brings them. The Bible says in the 2nd Peter, in the chapter 1, verse 19 downwards, the prophets never spoke what they wanted. Spoke what had come from God, and they are led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God got them from the book of God.
Book
in Revelation 5. And he brought them. These were written as if they are new. But they are olden words. That book you see in Revelation 5,
they got a copy of it
originally in the above the heavens.
We have original
heavens, but there is the original of originals above the heavens. Which is found above the heavens. That the Father remained with. That's why they
say,
don't add, don't subtract, and don't twist. In the original of the originals, I don't know whether two you go there, twist them.
Now,
most words were spoken above the heavens.
So
when he speaks with John, he tells him, write those you saw, those you see, and those which will be. Everything you see new is very olden.
Now,
scriptures of truth as you see them. Isaiah said I first spoke what spoken of long. I spoke them from long.
That
don't say you knew of them. And now I've finished them.
He
just showed them, fulfilled them.
So
that's another heading. When did God write his book? From above the heavens. Understand the other books they're writing. Them
two
are mere books. But there is a book, a great book. Praise Jesus, brethren.
My name
is Pastor Antipadan.
Now
my question I'm asking, we see that God the Father, before he manifested God the Word, he always wanted to speak.
Era
And I think he had always thoughts. And he gets to think
to
manifest God the Word. Now my question. The spiritual transport. He was the father who began with them. They manifested when? And if they didn't use those, when did they come to begin? Now God wanted what with them? Beginning and the end was everywhere. Transports were made for us. And for profiting us.
That speaks
book of Numbers 12. If there's a prophet or a minister, I God will envision myself for them in the visions, in the dreams, or in the trance. That profits us, not him.
He manifests,
speak with us.
He
speaks. He sees right from heaven. He sees in the earth. He needs to go there to speak. That gives a report. For we are here. Now transports began above the heavens. After manifesting creations from God, the Word,
us
need to move by them.
Happened,
God needed, but they were all in Him.
If
something is in you, you need it for what?
It's
who is it? It's in you and you are it.
Those
not it, you manifest, give them a portion of it.
Bible
said this will begin the day of tomorrow according to Hebrews 12 and the verse 2.
It's
come from verse 1 and 2. We are told like this. Hebrews 12 from verses 1.
Kale nafe wetuli orufu. Kale nafe wetuli norufu lwaba julirwa olwenkanawo olutwe tolode twambulenga buli ekizitowa nechibye chegata nafe. Tudukanenga nokugumikiriza okuwakana okutekekeddwa maso gaffe. Olunyolo kubiri nga tutunulira Yesu yekka omukulu w'okukkiriza kwaffe era omutuukiriza waakwo olw'essanyu eryateekebwa mu maaso ge eyagumiikiriza omusalaba ng'anyooma ensonyi n'atula mu mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'entebe ya Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nga tutunulira Yesu.
As we look to Jesus,
omutandisi,
the offer,
obomukulu,
the offer, and the finisher of our faith.
You
first sat on the right hand of the Father, the God right above the heavens. You began believing, and
he's
the one who will finish it. But that faith, what is it? Romans 10:17
says,
faith comes from hearing,
and
hearing the word of God.
When
they call him, you are the word of God.
Faith began
to believe, I am the word of God.
God
Father, what next spoke,
leave
them and worked on them. That's why it's said by the word of
the
Lord. Father brought us the plan. The word just believed and
he
put them in action.
We
have a scripture which to say,
if
deny him, he cannot deny himself. The other that came in the scroll written about him. Why?
The
entire scroll of the Bible speaks of him. Himself is the word of God.
When
all words spoken, they are made from him.
You
get in Ecclesiastes, he says, the Holy Spirit explained that all explained, I joined the word upon a word.
And I
join a word upon a word to understand the rest. All got from him. 24 elders, the word. They came from him. Four living creatures, the cherubim, angels, the stars, sun, and the moon, animals, insects, and birds, the human beings, the fish, the heavens, and the earth. All we are God
from him.
Write the Bible, you'll speak of what? Write of what? You write of him. The word. We shall start from there. Why is called the author of our faith and the finisher? Word of God is the one who first believed in himself. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. And is the one who fulfills it. God bless you. Thank you for coming.